We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, this is incredibly, it's also not going to make the mainstream news at all. We had this, to me, this was one of the biggest stories of last week. Just absolutely shocking. I know we have a lot of Afghanistan vets in the audience. We have vets who had comrades who died in Afghanistan, who were wounded in Afghanistan. Maybe you were wounded in Afghanistan. To be clear, the enemy in Afghanistan was the Taliban. That's who the enemy was. That's who we spent borrowed almost $5 trillion to fight, and who we ensconced in power in Afghanistan. I told you when that happened, as crazy it was to believe at the time, we would pay to keep them in power. We would pay to ensconce them in power, leaving unquestionably why we even bothered to go there in the first place. So here was last week's shocking news report.
There's this report from a government watchdog group that found that aid money going to Afghanistan through the UN, most of that, of course, is U.S. taxpayer dollars. Some of it is going to humanitarian causes, but a lot of it is making its way into the Afghanistan Central Bank, which is run by the Taliban. So that means that U.S. taxpayer dollars, our hard-earned money, is now being used to support a terrorist organization. The State Department released a statement, said that this is unacceptable, but there, nowhere in that statement was there any announcement of a plan on how to stop this.
So this is another example of our weakness here, is that we are actually funding the Taliban through their central bank, as you point out, $2.5 billion, and that's out of 2.9 total that the UN is spending. So we're doing about 95% of the funding. And because the Taliban controls the central bank, it's all going to the Taliban. Absolute disaster. This starts with accountability. And it's time for people to wake up at the White House and hold people accountable for this flowing of money right into this terrorist group.
So U.S. officials have...
Okay, so let's just recap there, because it's kind of hard to wrap your mind around. All right. So we've given them about $2.5 billion. Since Afghanistan, this is direct to the Taliban, okay? Since Afghanistan fell. Wait, what?
So that means that U.S. taxpayer dollars, our hard-earned money, is now being used to support a terrorist organization. The State Department released a statement, said that this is unacceptable, but there, nowhere in that statement was there any announcement of a plan on how to stop this.
Yeah, because they don't intend to. I don't know why they're doing this, but they don't intend to.
Don't we have laws about entities such as corporations and individuals supporting terrorist organizations?
We do, actually. And the Taliban's still the declared enemy.
Apparently it doesn't apply to the U.S. federal government or the State Department.
Well, we have laws on the books of people still serving time in federal prison. I had that article a couple of months ago for acting as coyotes, bringing people in, illegal immigrants, into the country. I mean, Joe Biden does it every day. He makes his Border Patrol do it every day, but it's illegal. So, I mean, I don't know. But those people still in prison. They were sentenced federally. So, I mean, who knows? I just don't think laws apply anymore. But
only if you're a Republican in this country.
Yes, yes. Then they apply in the extreme. So to recap, $2.4 to $2.5 billion, your tax dollars, remember that when you go pay your taxes this spring, sent to the Taliban Central Bank, controlled completely by the Taliban. You heard him there. We provide 95% of the funding. So we're keeping these thugs in power. Now, did you know what they just did?
Just
so you're clear, we're all clear here on what they're doing with our money. They declared war on us the other day. Did you hear that? They declared war, okay, addressing Western officials in a voice message broadcast on state TV Saturday. Mullah Hibatullah Akhundzadeh called the what he called Western human rights defenders representatives of the devil. And he declared war against what he calls Western democracies. Cool. Hey, so you going to be sending your guys over to border, or like, when can we expect you? And, you know, what will you have that we've paid you to buy with our money to kill us? Never mind the billions of dollars of military equipment we deliberately left behind so they would fall into the hands of the Taliban. Maybe they'll just bring that over. I don't know, some rocket launcher stuff. Take a plane out of the air with that. I don't know what they'll do. But that's only the first part. So the Taliban declared war against us and the other democracies of the West. Cool, all right. We are paying them. We have paid them $2.5 billion, almost 2.6, since we let Taliban take over Afghanistan, so since Joe let it fall into their hands. Now there's this. When you see these videos coming out and you're horrified by them out of Afghanistan, understand you paid for this. Headline, Taliban vow to start stoning women to death in public for adultery. They're going to do it in their stadiums. You know how they like to do that? As Supreme Leader blasts the West's support for women's rights. So I thought that to commit adultery, it took two. So I don't know what the men are going to undergo here. No. I guess we'll just stone the women.
Well, simply not wearing your hijab is not necessarily a commission of adultery, but I guess in the Taliban's eyes, it must be.
So understand, as you see these horrifying videos, you paid for that. He went on in addressing the West in this, it's just one big long address. You know, after declaring war on us, you say it's a violation of women's rights when we stone them to death, but we will soon implement the punishment for adultery. He says, he called us representatives of the devil, said they need to do this. He says, we will flog women in public. We will stone them to death in public. He says, these are all against your democracy, but we will continue doing it. We both say we defend human rights. We do it as God's representative, they say, and you as the devil. So look forward to more of those videos coming out, and know you, the taxpayer, funded that. You keep them in power. I mean, women, Lee, I don't know if anybody's paying attention to the horror under Joe Biden and the Afghan Taliban, because that's who's doing this. Women don't go to school anymore. You got to dress in the full hijab. I mean, we are back to where we were before, except we're paying for it. And that is significant, because even Jake Sullivan, Joe Biden's crooked, corrupt foreign policy advisor, admitted the Taliban could not stay in power if they didn't have a source of income, because they were seasonal fighters. They would have to return to the fields, return to their families for part of the year in order to, you know, pay their own bills, right? So this frees them up to conduct war on us, which they have just declared, and to stone women to death, which is super exciting.
It'll be interesting to see if President Biden gets any protesters about this. You know, we have protesters like at his event yesterday in Raleigh that were complaining about the U.S. not doing enough to help the Palestinians after the Hamas attack on Israel. So it'll be interesting to see if the liberal progressive protesters pick up on the fact that U.S. tax dollars are going to flog and stone women, apparently, according to the Taliban.
You know, and what is so amazing, this really shows you, Lee, how the media hides reality from America. I mean, these are just two back-to-back headlines from UK Daily Mail where I'm getting this from in the last week. Headline, U.S. taxpayer money is flowing to the Taliban. Damning government report reveals American cash is getting into terrorist hands through a $2.9 billion UN plan and bundles of notes delivered to the Kabul airport. So we're sending pallets of cash again.
There we go.
So this isn't a... oopsie, did the UN send them $2.4 billion? Shoot. And what we're doing here, Lee, we're using them as a money laundering organization. Well, the UN did it. Yeah. Well, no, we know.
Exactly, just like the UN. Yeah.
Right, right. We know now. We know it goes to the Taliban Central Bank. We know $2.4 billion of our tax dollars went. Well, okay, we know now. So that was from last week, that headline, and then followed by this headline, Taliban vow to start stoning women to death in public for adultery in Afghanistan as Supreme Leader blasts the West's support for women's rights. And again, to me, the more significant part of that address that he just put out was where he declared war on us and the other big Western democracies. So that's usually followed by a terror attack. I just think we shouldn't fund that. I mean, that's just me. I think we shouldn't pay for our own murder and destruction. I mean, Joe Biden wants to pay to have women stoned, okay, but, you know, maybe we shouldn't pay to have Americans murdered, maybe. I don't know. So this is broken, okay? This should be huge news since the Taliban was who we fought for 20 years in Afghanistan, who all of those veterans had their limbs blown off. You see them with the titanium limbs. People were killed. Now we pay them to stone women and to kill us. So listen to this. This is the key part, though. I just want to get you to react to this from Carly Shimkus.
So that means that U.S. taxpayer dollars, our hard-earned money, is now being used to support a terrorist organization. The State Department released a statement, said that this is unacceptable, but there, nowhere in that statement was there any announcement of a plan on how to stop this.
Just stop it.
Just stop it.
Just stop it.
It's not hard.
Stop it.
It's not hard.
You know, and you've got a Democrat-controlled Senate that is not going to do anything about this. You know, they have every ability to be able to do something about it, the Senate and the House. I'm sure the House has already probably at some point addressed this issue. But I don't see Chuck Schumer doing anything about this. And that's where this should be directed right now between the Biden administration and the Democrat leadership in the Senate. It's like, stop this now. Stop it now. Stop it. You're funding a terrorist organization. Any other U.S. citizen or corporation or entity, you'd be prosecuting right now. But the U.S. government doing it, and we turn a blind eye to it.
Yeah, and it's the State Department doing it, too, through this U.N. fund. But now that we know, Texter writes, the House controls the purse. They could end this today if they wanted to. Yeah, this is one of those things, Lee, that, like, if you just want to win, okay? You're just cynical. You don't care about women being stoned. But you don't care about your country being terror attacked or your open border. But you just want to win the election? Then what do? You have a vote today to defund the funding of the Taliban. You make Democrats vote on this in the House and you make them block it in the Senate. And then you run on it. These are not hard things. Again, UK Daily Mail, biggest news publication on earth by hits and clicks. So it's not like we don't know or don't notice or we don't have any idea. Where is our leadership?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Y'all, I'm just going to read this because it's so unbelievable. Headline, South Carolina has $1.8 billion, that's billion with a B, but doesn't know where the money came from or where it should go. Are you kidding me? South Carolina has collected about $1.8 billion in a bank account over the past decade. And state and private accountants are still trying to figure out where the cash came from and where it is supposed to go. They don't know. Senator Larry Grooms, it's like going into your bank and the bank president tells you you've got a lot of money in our vault, but we just don't know to whom it belongs. It's kind of like that. So we know it belongs to the state. We know it's there. We know it's in cash. It's the latest trouble with the state's books. Yeah. So they're saying that the problem started, allegedly, it's the APs. I mean, who knows? They're pretty big misinformers. But the problem started as the state shifted computer systems in the 2010s. We had a Republican comptroller general, state's top accountant resigned after his agency started double posting money in higher education accounts. So there was confusion there. Okay, listen to this. Investigative accountants are still trying to untangle the mess. But it appears that every time the state's books were out of whack, money was shifted from somewhere into an account that helped balance it out. But who shifted it? How did it get what? Well, they don't know. Investigative accounts are still trying to untangle the mess. The treasurer's office, who spent thousands of hours on this, still doesn't know. $1.8 billion. Okay, that's an interesting sum to me, because I remember when this station and you were fighting the gas tax. Remember, we had to have a gas tax. We didn't have enough money. And this account piled up over the last, like, what, decade? A little more than a decade? And they didn't notice. $1.8 billion. How much money was the gas tax supposed to raise? $1.9 billion. So we did have the money? We just didn't know we had the money. Because we're so damn corrupt or incompetent that we can't even figure out where the money is or where it goes or what we have? Because that's what this article says. What is going on? Okay, now think about this. So you, me, single moms who are struggling to put food on the table during Bidenflation, because remember the gas tax passed when we were flush. Now we have been flushed economically by Bidenomics, right? So, I mean, they got that tacked onto these jacked up gas prices that Democrats insist on. And the whole time we had the money and it was in an account. We have collected $1.1 billion of the gas tax, right? So you're paying it to pump, single moms are filling the tank a quarter, you know, trying to support the lifestyle of high-rolling legislators who like to dole this money out as payola in their districts, you know, get the right transportation contractors the gig, and then they put money in your political accounts and pay for your campaign, stuff like that, right? The whole time we had the dang money, $1.8 billion, almost exactly the amount of the gas tax was supposed to raise. Had it the whole time. Just sitting in an account. Don't know how it got there. Don't know where it came from. That's kind of worrying. And you got to love how state officials are like, oh, but don't worry. It's not like we lost it. We have it. How do you know you didn't lose another $1.8 billion? You didn't even know where this one came from. You still don't. How do you know the movement of that money wasn't somehow connected to the disappearance of other money? Let me translate. Okay. They haven't got a freaking clue. They have no idea. You know what? I bet there's so much theft right now from the Treasury. From the state. I bet there is. If you live in a state, you know how I found out about this? My brother-in-law texts this article to my husband. And he's like, what is going on in South Carolina? He lives in Tennessee. What is going on in South Carolina? Well, how do you lose $1.8 billion? And then it shows up in an account. You don't even know how it got there. And you spend hours, forensic accountants, and you still can't figure it out. But you want the people to pay the taxes. You told the people you need the money for roads, but you didn't actually know if you had the money for roads because you don't even know how much money you have or where it is or where it went or where it goes or what it's doing there. Yeah. There's a big brawl going on up there because they don't give a damn where it came from. They're all corrupt. They just want to spend it fast. Legislative leaders and the governor want to wait for some definitive report on where it came from before tapping into the account. No tapping. No. What you do, you lied to us. You said you didn't have the money for the gas tax. You said you didn't have the $1.9 billion for the roads. You do. It's in an account and the gas tax and the suffering. Stop it. That's all the money you ever needed, all the money you ever wanted, and then some. We have the $1.1 billion it already collected and the $1.8 billion that came out of freaking nowhere over the last decade. Folks, this money was piling up. They didn't even notice for years. That's how not broke they are. They just lie to you. So right now, when you go pay that gas tax, you're paying for no reason. That's absolutely no reason. And they do. They want to raid the money and spend it before word of this really gets out. Henry McMaster, our governor, said that's a lot of money and there's no need to hurry up and try to spend. Well, hold on. Back up. No. No. Governor, do you not, does the buck not stop with you? Do you not run this state? I appreciate that Treasurer Curtis Loftus' office trying to get the bottom of this, who spent thousands of hours. Where are you, Governor? Because, see, I hold you responsible. You're the governor. And you're just like, huh? We said we spent that yet. What? No. No, I want to know where every cent came from, how it got there, and... Because I'm telling you, if you don't know where $1.8 billion is that you have in an account, let me tell you what, you have no idea if you've lost money. You have no idea if you've wasted money. You have no idea if somebody's stealing money. You just have no idea. This is a state whose the people running it are either so incompetent, so dumb, or so corrupt that they can't even tell you where an amount that big came from, how it ended up in an account. I find that really suspicious. I had business owners texting earlier going, what? The texter writes, and the roads are still not fixed. I'm dodging potholes as I write this. Doesn't sound like a safe way to drive, sir. Just looking out for you. Texter writes, as Greenville County proposes a penny increase on sales tax for our roads. Yeah, another texter writes, we need another 1% tax in Greenville County. Apparently. Texter writes, sounds like if they don't know where it came from, then they will distribute it among themselves. Kind of, yeah. And their friends is more like it. Texter writes, obviously the gas tax did not go to Greenville County because now the county is wanting a penny tax for roads. It never ends. Yeah, okay, so let's do this. Well, if you're not going to give it back to the people, I think you should end the gas tax and just use what's in this account. Problem solved. But if not, we now have a grand total of over $3 billion for roads, right? We're only ever going to raise $1.9 billion from the gas tax. End the gas tax. Just end it. Spend it on roads. Then we don't need to have another tax. We don't need any more taxes. But folks, I just wanted you to understand how profoundly corrupt and or incompetent the state is. And folks, 1.8 billion. There's only 5 million of us here in South Carolina. 1.8 billion. You know how big that is for a population our size? On that $1.8 billion our corrupt or, I don't know, incompetent state government has found that they don't know how it ended up in an account or what it's doing sitting there or where it should go. They're so confused. Which means you could rob them blind if you work for them and they wouldn't figure it out. Or maybe they do know, says a texter. Tara, I was a tax specialist in a corporate setting administering $72 million annually. Someone knows where the money came from and exactly where the rest of it is. That wouldn't surprise me. In fact, that's my suspicion too. But right now they're playing dumb. So we're going along with that. We're more than happy to call them dumb and incompetent. Texter writes, they know little and likely couldn't run a lemonade stand. People this incompetent should not be trusted with this amount of money. 71307 is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, we are currently paying a 2% hospitality tax for Greenville Parks and Recreation for all prepared food. I believe this runs for 20 years, maybe ends in 2028. I'm not sure. Why not wait until this ends and then impose the gas tax? Well, we already have the gas tax. I don't like paying. Oh, are you talking about the new Greenville tax? We already have the gas tax. It's just so funny to me that an account has popped up with almost exactly the amount of money the gas tax raised, you know, is set to raise. That he's apparently been collecting money since 2010. So basically, you know, covering the whole time of the gas tax that legislators allegedly didn't know about in the state. People running our state allegedly didn't know about the money for the gas tax just sitting right there in an account the whole time. And I mean, I just got to read the headline. I mean, the headline is just, wow. South Carolina has $1.8 billion, but doesn't know where the money came from or where it should go. That's what I think when I see that. It's either that or they're grossly corrupt and they do know, as this texter said. Okay, want to draw your attention to a couple of things that are interesting. You've heard me and you've heard Charlie talk about the WHO, World Health Organization, and how in May, if we and the world go along with this treaty, we will be surrendering to them any rights that we had to determine our fate when it comes to lockdowns. And then the globalist thug bureaucrats can just lock us down. But that's a conspiracy theory, right? I mean, that would never have. Oh, yeah, here we go. Headline. UK Telegraph, one of the world's five big mainstream dailies. UK Telegraph, not a conservative publication at all. Headline. Britain risks losing power to control future lockdowns to WHO, World Health Organization, which is ultimately controlled by China. Tory MPs warn against possible new powers being drawn up by unelected UN agencies. So it's not a conspiracy theory. Well, damn. That's just unbelievable. So you mean that's not just some right-wing, as the fact checker said online, what right-wing conspiracy theorists will never happen. They're admitting it's real. Here's what the article says from the mainstream media of Britain. Britain risks signing away its powers over pandemic policy to unelected World Health Organization officials. Yes, by the way, the Biden administration is eager to become a party to this. What could they do? Listen to this. Introduce vaccine passports, which is digital ID. Border closures, that sounds wonderful. And quarantine, unless they're closing the border to keep us in, which they might. And quarantine measures. Critics warn, The Telegraph says, that member states, that would be us, that's the United States of America, could be pressured into following the agency's instructions when responding to pandemics because attorneys tell The Telegraph that signing on to a treaty like this has the force of law. Concerns have also been raised that due to this treaty, that Britain could be forced to spend 5% of its health budget on preparing for another virus outbreak. Folks, this thing passes, it will guarantee another virus gets out. You saw the air quotes if you're watching me online. Gets out. Yeah, they're preparing them right now. I mean, look. Hunter Biden's favorite, because he funded it, Echo Health Alliance, they've been given a brand shiny new facility with which to create more and worse COVID pandemics and bird flu pandemics, too. Their Echo Health Alliance, despite the work that they did in China, the fine work that resulted in the death of so many, those guys are not only not in prison, the federal government right now is building them their own special facility in Colorado. Never mind the fact that they have moved out of China because Congress said they had to go. They couldn't be in the Wuhan lab anymore, so they just moved their activities to Vietnam and to Burma. So look, you pass this, guarantees there's going to be another. Guarantees there's going to be another. The WHO passes this, we're signed onto it. They know they get this kind of power. Guaranteed pandemic. They will let it out if they have to. Okay, that's going on. They could force you to have digital passports. What is that? That's a digital ID, right? Nikki Haley's digital ID. You need a digital ID to use the social media, right? They're trying to get to that. They're using the pandemic to get to that. Okay, thing number two. Now the shoe just dropped. Australia's Senate, with no debate, rammed through in just a couple of days digital ID for Australia. Oh, get this. The media and the government will be offering credential service. It's going to credential you for your digital ID. Listen to this. Banks, credit card operators, and the Australia Post, that's the big newspaper of Australia, will likely be the first businesses to offer identity and verification services after the government fast-tracked their participation in its digital identity scheme. So you're going to go to the media in Australia to get your digital ID. Cool. Anybody tell Nikki Haley? She'd be super excited about this. Thing number three that just dropped from Reuters, announcing that SWIFT, which is the big, basically, messaging and payment processing system that the economies of the West run on, SWIFT has just announced its new very exciting platform for what? Central bank digital currency. It's a central bank digital currency platform supposed to go live in 12 months, which means this is on. This is happening. And if we don't control the House, the Senate, and the presidency, we can't stop it. Again, for those of you who are new to the show and don't know what central bank digital ID is, it is absolute and complete tyranny. There's no other way around it. It's money that is no longer anonymous. It's money that tracks you. It's money that records everything you spend on, but it's manipulatable by Treasury bureaucrats. So again, if they decide, hey, you get a $45 gas allotment a month for your car, anything over that is bad for your car, you go to the pump, you try to fill it up, it stops. It clicks it after $3.20, you've hit your allotment. Sorry. How do I get home? I'm 45 miles from, I don't know, good luck. That's the power of this. And Jerome Powell, the head of our central bank, the Federal Reserve, he said he could make it anonymous, but he's not going to. So you're going to have to get a what? Digital ID to use it. And it's coming in 12 months? What? And as you're what? Folks, the EU just passed digital ID. The EU Commission just did. Now we're watching Australia do it with no debate. They don't want any debate. They rammed it through. What is coming? These are wild times, y'all. Wild times. ...51% of Americans agree with the statement, I think of my car as part of my family. Look, I get why we'd say that about your dog, your cat, but an inanimate object? I don't know if I'd say part of my family. I don't know about you. But no, it has a lot of sentimental value to it. I really grieved. I loved my CRV. Lost that in an accident. That was the one my babies were in when they were little. And then somebody ran into the back of my Toyota, which had been my husband's car. We really actually literally brought the kids home in it. And I did. I actually kind of agreed. I mean, it's just a thing. Can't take it with you when you go. Shouldn't be too attached to things. But I was more attached to that car than I realized when I saw it all crumpled up and in pieces in that intersection. Some guy just plowed into the back of me, shoved me into the intersection. I was lucky to live. There I was in a funk over losing that car. Part of it was like over 17 years old and totally paid for, so that hurt too. But yeah, the poll found 53% of us would hang on to our current car forever if that was an option. But the number one reason isn't emotional, it's financial. Yeah, that's the worst thing when somebody slams into the back of your paid for car. Because guess what? Now it's not worth much by the time you pay it off and you got to chunk up the change to pay for a new one. And usually the insurance just give you a few thousand dollars. So yeah, it's really devastating, especially under Bidenflation. Texter writes, hey, Tara, will the digital ID control of funds be attached to the insurance products that Tony Dale, Philip Allen are selling through CSRP? I don't know. That's way down the line. But you're watching this in every country. You're watching the EU agree to adopt digital ID. You're watching the Australia Senate just passed it. People of Australia didn't even know it was coming. They ran it through with no debate. It is still allegedly voluntary, but you'll need it to bank. See how this works? So this is really scary stuff. On top of the SWIFT system just announced, yes, we'll be going to central bank digital currency. We're going to have a trading platform within 12 months. Well, here's the thing. They just throw that out there. But guess what? If you want to use it, you need a digital ID. Well, what if there aren't any dollars? See, that's how they get you. You'll need a digital ID. So they don't have to pass a rule or a law or anything saying you need digital ID or saying you have to use CBDC. But if you want to eat, you'll do it. If you want to get paid, you'll do it. And it's total control. It's basically the system that China operates on. It's one of the ways they control their sheeple without having to fire a shot. The headline from Reuters, SWIFT planning launch of central bank digital currency trading platform in 12 months. So this is real. It's coming. They've been building it since the Trump administration under FedNow. That's the system it's going to run on. It's still proceeding according to plan, except in Florida where it's illegal. That will be interesting. You know what we need to do? We've got a bill to do the same thing right here in South Carolina. We need to pass it now. We need to make this a haven from central bank digital currency before it's too late.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.